T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And here we go into the 7 o'clock hour in the new Proposal One era in the state of Michigan.
Are you saying the 7 o'clock hour is now going to be even higher ratings?
I'm just saying, but be careful now because it doesn't take effect yet. And have to be careful until it takes effect, which will be, I think, pretty soon. I'm sure the 7 o'clockers will let us know.
I love all the people freaking out about that, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all of a sudden, all these people aren't going to just start like, oh, I got to smoke weed now. It's legal.
Yeah.
Like, no, if people wanted to smoke weed, they were finding ways to smoke weed prior to it being legal.
Yeah, but now now you're going to have like open like weed parties at homes and stuff, don't you think?
Not in my home.
Oh, really?
Better not.
No smoking in my house. Get
That's
out.
That's just rude. I don't think there's going to be this massive spike. It's just going to be out in the open. I think people tried to hide it a little bit more before because, you know, there's a stigma and it's illegal.
Well,
but now, go ahead, you know, smoke if you want. Whatever.
In other states, like I think Colorado and Washington, I think studies showed that like underage pot smoking did not increase at all in those states when it was legal.
You either want to do it or you don't. Now you just have access to it.
Right.
Go for it.
All right. Speaking of pot smoking, we have some ticket texters from the Michigan state side who are very angry at their pot smoking brethren. We're merely asking this. I think Michigan fans, I think they want Ohio State to beat Michigan State.
Yes.
Keep the stakes as high as possible. A lot of ticket texts that say, no, if we get to clinch basically the Big Ten East, then I'll take Michigan State victory.
I don't think many people feel that way.
I don't either, but maybe they do.
2016.
Maybe they're scared and they don't want to say it.
Okay. Maybe.
But now, the first few Michigan State fans had texted in and said, hell yeah, I'll have my team lose to Ohio State as long as it keeps those skunk bastards out of the playoff and out of the Big Ten title game. And now the Sparty fans are going bonkers.
Can I read a ticket text?
Yes, go right ahead.
97136. I don't know if Michigan State is planning on throwing the game Saturday. All I know is D'Antonio's allowing the players to tailgate before this game for the first time.
They're going to do the walk into the stadium together with the Buckeyes, I heard. Ticket text.
Instead of Gatorade, they'll be drinking something else over on the sidelines.
We'll go straight to the phones, but a couple quick ticket texts. If Sparty fans want OSU to win this week, they can't even be called MSU fans.
Oh,
just say they're anti-Michigan fans. So weak and ridiculous. Next one. Ridiculous! Michigan State season ticket holder. Go green! It's the same, win or lose, the chances are still the same that Michigan wins out anyway.
I think, you're going to have to see your neighbor, you're going to have to see your friend, your buddy, the annoying person that's a Michigan fan. I think going to the Rose Bowl while Michigan's in the college football playoff, you can't, spout back and go, we're in the Rose
for your
Bowl.
Team to lose to
I kind of get it because, again, it's the day-to-day interaction.
You understand, though. If you lose to Ohio State, it still doesn't guarantee that Michigan doesn't get in.
True.
It might not even necessarily make it harder.
I agree, but you're putting Michigan in Indy. You're putting Jim Harbaugh in Indy, Michigan State fan. That's got to hurt.
All right, this from a Michigan fan. I don't care who wins Saturday in East Lansing. I just hope the stadium fills with water by the end of the first quarter. He's asking for teams to be publicly drowned. That's inappropriate.
Just not right.
Not right.
Let's go to the phones. John in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Jonathan.
I'm a Michigan State fan in Ann Arbor. So to answer your kind of scenario about sending Michigan to the playoff or the title game in the Big Ten, I mean, it's going to happen eventually. That's what Michigan State fans need to know. Harbaugh's a good coach. He has good players. It's going to happen eventually. They're not the Cubs. It's not going to be 100 years. It's going to happen. Also, I've seen some Twitter polls about, this scenario, and only, It's still a good amount, but it's like 10% of Michigan State fans want OSU to win. So it's still kind of fringe. There's still a good amount, but they just need to understand that it's going to happen. We want to win out. We want to have the opportunity to go 10-3, whatever. If we go to the Rose Bowl, that's great. If not, we didn't earn it, so that's fine. But I think the best scenario would be Northwestern somehow winning the Big Ten and ruining everybody's season, because that would be hilarious.
That would be extremely hilarious. And, John, you're right. Your perspective, I think, is 100% correct, and I bet that total is about right. I think it's even less than 10% of Michigan State fans.
So too, yep.
Would root against Michigan. I think it's less than, you think it's more than 10%?
Yeah, I don't think it's unrealistic. I think Michigan State fans hate Michigan that much.
That plays into the whole insecurity thing. The whole, I'm more concerned about what they're doing than what we're doing.
Because
we're
doing. Think some of them are. I don't think that's unreasonable to say.
Okay, I think Michigan State
fans take much more pleasure out of Michigan being embarrassed than Michigan State accomplishing things. I absolutely believe that.
All right, let's get Valeni on the phone to respond to what Bogey just said.
He's the unicorn, as he says. He's different. He thinks about things differently.
What percentage of Michigan State fans, then, do you think are actually...
If they were being actually honest about it?
Yeah.
20%?
Wow.
Maybe more.
Wow.
Honestly.
But they don't talk about it at their little cocktail parties.
Oh, you know they don't tweet it. They don't say it publicly. They don't, you know, they don't say it to Michigan fans. But like that's when you hear from Michigan State fans the most.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it if I were you, Michigan State. I wouldn't. I would still just desperately want to beat Ohio State.
I don't know.
And then force Michigan to do its business. Do the business by itself. All right? Force them to actually go beat Ohio State and win it.
Which I actually think they will, but...
Listen.
It's another debate.
That's another thing you got to watch out for, and I've been warning people. People that are burying Ohio State
are a little out of line. I don't want to bury them, but you watch Ohio State play all year long, and I have. They don't look very good.
No, but at times they definitely do not. Mm-mm.
I don't know. Let's go to Dan in Manchester. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Dan.
Hey, thanks. Wojo, I'm taking the bite again.
Okay.
You, a couple weeks ago, when you wanted everybody to call in and be just throw it out there between Michigan and Michigan State, I'm taking the bite again. I want to see D'Antonio with a frown, but at the same time, I want to see the state of Michigan win because I can't stand Ohio.
So you're a Michigan fan who wants Michigan State to beat Ohio State?
Yeah, I would like to see it because I believe that Michigan is going to win out no matter what and go into the Final Four. And I can't stand, even more so than D'Antonio, I can't stand Urban Meyer. I think he's a bottom feeder.
Okay.
Right. Urban Meyer.
Mission accomplished. Mark Dan to D'Antonio. We get it. Thank you. That was well done on purpose.
No,
we understand.
At least he's saying that he wants Michigan State to win, but not because he wants a cheap, easy entrance to the title game.
True.
Like, would you admit that? Like, good, then I don't have to worry about beating Ohio State. That would be wimpy, right?
I mean,
you should desperately want to beat them anyhow if you're Michigan.
Hasn't it? I would agree, but hasn't it already been established and like well known that Michigan hates Ohio State more than they hate Michigan State? And Michigan State hates Michigan more than they hate Ohio State, right?
Okay, but I think that's shifted with how Michigan State has controlled the rivalry.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
A little bit.
And the fact that Ohio State has controlled it too. Michigan was almost numb to it for a while when they were getting hammered under the Rich Rod and Hoke era.
Of course. I just think, again, it's lesser of two evils. Michigan State fans much rather see Urban Meyer and Ohio State, you know, potentially back in it with Michigan and Jim Harbaugh, you know, blowing it once again.
And I'll be honest with you, and we'll get into this too. If the apocalyptic scenario happens in the SEC where Georgia beats Alabama in the title game, you're going to need Michigan to beat a top 10 Ohio State, not a top 15 Ohio State.
That's very true.
And you also still have to beat Rutgers in Indiana, by the way, just in case you're counting.
Because Michigan put up 70 on Saturday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.